The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Well, now we're joined by Marie Mellett of Mellett's Emporium in Swinford in County Mayo. Marie, is it Mary or Marie? Which do you prefer?
Marie Pass, please.
Marie, very good.
Yeah.
Now, your situation, your pub is ancient. It's been on the go for generations.
Yeah, so 223 years passed, and I'm seventh generation at the helm. And this is the first time in 223 years that we have closed for such a prolonged period of time.
And it looks like the summer is slipping away and no business. I mean, this is something that you've had to cope with. Was there no way in which you could open and serve food?
No, there wasn't, Pat. I know it's a funny one because maybe if we did, we'd be open. But if food brings its own problems. Food is a very difficult business to be in. And pubs that serve food do it very well. But the pubs that open to serve and take away food with absolutely no food experience, it's a dangerous road to go down, and it's not one that we were going to take. We have respect for our business. We weren't going to change it just for the sake of getting a few customers in the door because it would bring with it its own problems. So what we want is to be treated the same as the non-food pubs. There's no reason why we can't do exactly what they're doing without pizzas.
Because a lot of it is kind of fairly instant stuff. Never served food before. Buy a microwave. Zap a bit of grub, flog it for €9 and off you go.
Yeah, it's nonsense. But at the same time, I can understand why publicans have done it because we're at the end of our tether. It's 5 months now. We can't afford to be closed for any longer. And I'm afraid if we can't open next Monday, that could be the end of a lot of pubs in Ireland.
Yeah. I mean, you're in the lucky situation that you've owned your premises forever. And therefore, there's no big mortgage hanging over your head. But you've got to insure the premises. That didn't stop. You've ongoing expenses that happen irrespective of whether there's a sinner inside the door.
Yeah, exactly, Pat. So I suppose for us, our ongoing costs will be between €300 or €400 a week. That's with the door closed. And that's not including our own personal expenses and our own mortgages and loans. There are other pubs in far worse situations with landlords that have to be paid and large mortgages. And I just don't know. It's just not going to be sustainable. We need to open and we need to get the last remaining weeks of summer. If we don't open until September, we have lost out on all of our summer trade, and that can't be clawed back in September.
Now, I've heard a lot of publicans on the airwaves saying that they want to open and all of that, and they then decry some of those publicans who have bent the rules and so on. How sure are you, Marie, that you can open safely? Have you got good premises? Can people have a drink outdoors?
Yeah, we have. So inside our bar, we would have natural snugs anyways. And we have a large beer garden. So there's absolutely no question that next Monday we could have maybe between 40 and 50 people safely on the premises, sitting in groups of three or four with maybe a metre and a half, even 2 metres between them, full table service, all the staff in masks, adhering to all guidelines, all of our taps, all of our sanitizers, everything is hands-free. We can do things as good, if not better, than a lot of the pubs that are open now serving food.
Mm. Now, and you'd wonder then if they will take into account outdoor spaces that premises might have available in calculation of any rules they'd lay down.
Yeah, possibly. But at the same time, you know, in our beer garden, while it's big, we might be able to fit 15 people out there socially distanced.
Yeah.
If we have to open with 15 customers, that's not worth our while either. So there has to be a common sense approach. Why can't every single pub in Ireland open next Monday with social distancing? You know, you can't say every pub can only have 20 customers because there's some pubs that could have 100 customers. There's some that could only have 10 customers. Why can't it be one rule, social distancing, and have it heavily policed? Make the threat of us losing our licence so strong that we have to adhere to the guidelines, and at least then everyone is the same. You know, it'll cut out some of the nonsense that's going on in some pubs.
All right, Marie, we'll await the recommendations of ENFIT and also what the Cabinet decides, but perhaps we can talk to you again depending on what the result of that is. Marie, thank you very much for joining us. Tara Fay, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, you're a wedding planner of long standing. Your business too must have been decimated because there's not much planning in a wedding for 10.
No, and I mean, I think, you know, at the end, at the very outset, I have to say that everybody within the wedding industry always has public health and safety at the forefront of any planning. And I think it's important to say that we've successfully been holding 50-person weddings since the end of June. And as far as I know, there have been no cases or clustered links to any weddings. Fáilte Ireland and the IHF have worked very, very hard to put guidelines, very specific guidelines in place. And weddings are a controlled environment. You know, we have, it's even more controlled than, say, going into a restaurant setting. You know, we would have details, everybody's contact details of every single guest, every single supplier. And weddings, by their very nature, you know, are a familial event. So people are very anxious to keep everything according to the rules. And I think wedding couples, you know, it is unfair on them that they are abiding by every single rule. And, you know, a lot of it's their own private money. They will have already expended the money for weddings next weekend, possibly for 100 people. And, you know, at this stage, it is going to be hard for them to recoup some of that money. And I think weddings, you know, we are adhering to every single guideline. And the wedding industry in Ireland is worth €1.5 billion. And a lot of hotels and venues rely on weddings for more than 25% of their revenue every year. But it's not just the hotels and venues. You know, the industry itself is made up of very small independent companies like makeup artists, hairdressers, musicians, stationers, florists, photographers, chauffeurs, cake makers. So it is a huge industry that is going to be impacted by this decision if it does go ahead.
Yeah. So what are you looking for? Are you looking for 100? As the
you know, 100 people for the next phase. Yeah, I mean, a wedding does take place in a controlled environment. I think, you know, saying that weddings have to be restricted to 50 people is not going to stop house parties. The two of them are not connected. House parties, you can't, as I say, you can't regulate for stupidity, and house parties are unregulated. It is not linked to weddings. Weddings are a regulated event, and people do follow guidelines. Every single venue and hotel in this country is following the guidelines for weddings that have been put in place by the Irish Hotels Federation and Fáilte Ireland.
Okay, well, Tara, let us see what happens later on when the Cabinet decides. Tara Fay, wedding planner, thank you very much. Michael Healy Ray, independent TD for Kerry, also with an interest in the licensed vintners trade. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, to you and your listeners.
Now, Michael, are you optimistic that they will do as you ask, which is to open up the rural pubs?
I'm fearful on two fronts. Number one, I'm fearful that they may come along and say no, that they're going to postpone it. Or otherwise, I'm also fearful that they could come out with a story such as that they will allow them to open, but that they would put so many restrictions and tie the publicans up in knots that it would actually make it not feasible or operable for them to open their premises. What really needs to happen here is we need to trust the people, that is the customers, that they will act and behave responsibly if our public houses are allowed to open. Because when I'm fighting for the pubs to be allowed to reopen, I'm fighting on behalf of two sets of people. Number one, the publicans and the vintners of Ireland, who are a very respectable group of people, because you must remember, these are the people who have to go before our courts every 12 months. If anybody has an objection, the Gardaí have any objection, they can object to their licence being renewed. So they're highly regulated. They're fully tax compliant, and they're what I would call respectable people who have been minding people, their customers, over many, many decades and generations in some cases. But I'm fighting on their behalf, but also on behalf of the customers who want to go back into their local pubs. I actually believe, Pat, that it would be good for people's public health. I believe it would be good for the safety of people to allow the pubs to open, because it would spread us out more evenly. As it is, people are heading to the venues that are opened. such as the restaurants and that, and they can also sell beer. And in other words, they're congregating into those places. Whereas if every premises was open, well, then it would spread us out more fairly and more evenly. And like these people, they want to knock the cobwebs off the door hinges. They want to open up their doors. They want to turn on the lights. But they will do so in a highly responsible fashion. And I trust the customers that we will all behave properly. But all we need to be is be given a chance. And I want the government, for God's sake, to do something sensible. That after making a mess, every breathing move they've made since this government was formed, they've gone from one calamity and disaster to the other, every one of them made by themselves. I'm asking them to take a deep breath when they're going to the cabinet meeting today. I want them to use every grey cell that God gave them, and I want them to listen to the people of Ireland. The people of Ireland are now saying, allow our pubs to open, and we will handle the rest ourselves after that. But please give us all that right. opportunity.
Michael, thank you very much for joining us. That's Michael Healy-Ray, obviously an interest in the pub in Kilgarvan, but also independent TD for Kerry.